You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Nice to have you listening this morning, and welcome to a brand new day, a new edition, and a new year here in 2024 of the KSL Outdoors Radio Show. Hope you had a great holiday with you and your family or you and your friends. Did a little skiing, maybe got out and did some other things. We're going to talk a little about skiing this morning on the show, which some people may find interesting considering the lack of snow that we've had. But Navinovskis, it's a good weekend to be talking about it because I think we've got 2 to 4 feet coming in our mountains over the weekend.
Well, that's ambitious talk there, 2 to 4 feet. I'll take 10 inches right now at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's hope it keeps coming. It's going to start this weekend. That's what they say.
Kevin Eubank usually has it dialed in pretty well, and the models say that between the storm that passed through Thursday, Friday, a little break on Saturday, then it kicks up again Sunday, Monday, and then we've got another round coming on Wednesday of next week. Maybe this pattern has changed, and so we'll look forward to what they expect, at least on this side of the Wasatch Range, up the Cottonwood Canyon, is being 2 or more feet. So that's going to help a lot of things.
Can't wait. I can't wait. I know it sounds ambitious at this point, but let's hope it's true.
It's just the two of us. Tim Hughes, Navinovskis, also with me this morning. We know him around here as Navi. Russ is out again this week. Just a reminder that coming up, we'll also be checking in with Bob Grove and Mark Wade. We'll do a little road tripping with them. They just sent me an email a minute ago. Let me see what's on their minds. If somebody's got New Year's resolutions of being more active in the outdoors, they've got some ideas on how you can do that during the winter months. And we're blessed here in Utah that if you don't like the weather, you can just drive an hour or more south and you'll find a total different environment, I think, to get out and do those things. So we'll look forward to that with our road tripping segment. We're going to have some fun today, Navi. We're going to follow along with you. You allowed us to do that in your search for a pair of new boots.
You know, Tim, the importance of skiing is just beyond me. I mean, it's not just skiing. I mean, not being able to ski this last week because the snow is awful, I realized I got to find something to do. So I played golf in the winter. I mean, it's really important to get a winter hobby, and there's none better than skiing. If you don't believe me, just get up there and talk to the tourists about how much they're spending and how happy they are to do it just because they love coming to Utah. So if you live in Utah and you don't ski, good heavens, you're making a huge mistake. And you want to enjoy skiing, and you can't enjoy skiing if your boots don't fit.
Yeah.
So that's the big thing. That's the most important thing I tell people is get boots that they love, so they can enjoy what they love while they're enjoying it.
So here's what we did earlier in the week. I tagged along with you up to the canyon side of Park City. There's a Surefoot location there. I think there's also one on the Park City side, right?
Absolutely. And they're both awesome.
Yeah. So I followed along with you, and a guy that I bumped into and we've utilized for this kinds of information for more than 10 years, I think, and you certainly have been a customer of theirs for a long time, Ted up there, who manages that particular store, walked us through the process for people out there that are looking for either a new boot or the right boot if you're just getting started. But as you mentioned, that really is the foundation to your ability to ski.
No question. No question. Like I say, I've skied through pain and I pushed through pain, but most people aren't like me. And now that I've discovered Surefoot, and it's been more than a decade, but now that I've discovered them, I could not imagine not skiing without a Surefoot system on your feet.
I figured out real early in my ski life that, and didn't realize it until, I had abused myself for a lot of years in just having old rental boots that I thought I was getting a great deal on, straight off the shelf, never customized for my feet. I had bloody toes. They were sloppy fit. And if in that split second of, moving around inside the boot without your skis being right there with you, it does make a big difference in your ability to take different parts of the mountain.
it's absolutely everything. If you can't find your edges, you know, when I teach people, I go, learn to find your edges. And some people will ski for a couple of years and have never found their edges. Once you find your edges, you're skiing. And the key to that is having a boot that's quality and, most importantly, fits well.
Yeah. So look forward to that. That's coming up in the last half hour of the show this week. We had some fun in doing it. I hope you enjoy listening along and maybe learn something if you're in the market for new boots or maybe your first ski boots of your life. Speaking of skiing, I want to do this in our first segment today because on Utah's Morning News, we did a story. KSL also filed a story about this gal, I think her name is Karen Farron, who was injured while skiing this year, and it's become a more and more of a problem, Navi, across the country with the number of people that are on the mountain. And I would contest right now it's a big deal because everybody's being funneled onto smaller, fewer runs and smaller places on the mountain because of the lack of snow. You just have to be mindful about how you ski. But this poor girl, 27 years old, and maybe the daughter's name is Sydney Ross. Sorry, Sydney Ross.
I saw this story, yes.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Anyway, she was blindsided by somebody who didn't even stop. Speed was a factor. I just want to play for you the report that was filed by Alex Cabrera from KSL TV, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
That's right, Dini. Speed is the main factor in almost all of these crashes. And as resorts continue getting busier, the trend nationally, we're also seeing an increase in these types of crashes.
We've been skiing for many, many years.
It's a tradition for Karen Ferran's family to do a little skiing right before Christmas.
It was December 16th. We were headed up the mountain.
Only this day turned into a memory they wish they never had.
She was life-flighted to the University of Utah, where she was in critical care for 3 days.
She's talking about her daughter, Sydney Ross, who was hit by a skier while on a run. The collision knocked her unconscious.
Like, it was traumatic. She was face down. I didn't know she was dead.
The person who hit her just kept going.
Did not stop, did not come back to see how she was doing. From what we know, did not check in with ski patrol.
Her daughter suffered seizures along with a traumatic brain injury from the collision. It's part of a rising trend in catastrophic injuries at U.S. ski resorts. According to the National Ski Areas Association, there were 53 catastrophic injuries last season, which is higher than the 10-year average. Speed is often what led to these crashes. Fatalities are also rising.
Navi, everybody understands when they go up on the mountain, and again, that's Alex Cabrera from Channel 5. You understand when you go up on the mountain, there's a chance of being injured. The frustration is when you get taken out by somebody who is out of control or maybe on a run they shouldn't be, and that's really Becky and I's biggest fear as we're out there, particularly at our stage of life.
You know, Tim, it's a scary thing seeing somebody coming down the mountain who can't ski, and it's very obvious. It's very obvious to see how they ski that they're going way too fast. I've been hit 6 times, and 5 times has been a snowboarder, and I'm not counting. Yes, I am. It's I'm a big guy, and I've been fortunate, but like this young lady, I mean, it could be tragic and awful. My wife got hit one time, and once I saw that she was okay, she gave me her thumb up. I just took off and caught that snowboarder. But I had to go and do a big tuck, and they were literally trying to get away from me. They could see me coming. I mean, that's awful. A hit-and-run accident is a hit-and-run accident, and it should have the same jail time as regular hit-and-runs on the freeway.
Yeah. You agree with me, I'm sure, that because they're only making snow on a few runs right now, everybody's being squeezed on it, so anybody that goes up the lift is going to be forced to come down the same run. That just complicates things even further.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then my wife and I will point out that there's that one guy who's been on a 5-day vacation, and he talked in the lodge to his little brother that he's going to tuck that whole run just to know that he did it. And you see him coming like, oh, there's that knucklehead who's going to tuck the whole run just because he thinks he can. It's awful. Yeah. And your wife, oh, my heavens, this snowboarder came from I don't know how far, never once made a turn, went right down and took her right out.
You were skiing with her that day. I wasn't. And you were upset that she didn't tell you immediately so you could go after that guy.
Well, that's the problem. I was in front of her, And I didn't see that she had gone down behind me, nor did I see the guy who hit her. Or I would have done everything in my power to grab that guy.
Yeah.
But another man skied down and said he watched the whole thing from the lift, and he could see that snowboarder coming with not a turn on his snowboard. He was tucking the whole way. And he said that guy's going to kill somebody, and it was Becky.
Well, and it is a responsibility. I just wanted to mention this morning because we are going to get some more snow. More people are going to be up there. But it is the responsibility of the uphill skier to avoid and make sure that there is enough space for the person down below you to continue to turn because they can't see you. And snowboarders, speaking of snowboarders, they naturally have a blind side. When they turn, you know, whichever way, they have a blind side coming back across. And you know Becky. She is the most in-control skier I've ever seen in my life. She always skis right on the edge of the run so that she's not in the fray in the middle. And this guy somehow came all the way across the run and found her, which is frustrating.
You know, what you said about her is so true. She always in control. And look, she skis every terrain, the most difficult terrain and the easiest terrain, as if it were nothing. She is beautiful on skis.
Yeah. And the fact that she can do it all at the same speed, I still haven't mastered.
No, I know. She's epically
good. Of course,
good.
I weigh a few more pounds than she does, too. Anyway, be careful if you're going to be on the mountain. Certainly important. All right. We're going to take a break. We will come back. Oh, by the way, also on the show today, Rusty Robinson is the once-in-a-lifetime coordinator, which is my favorite title of all of them at the Division of Wildlife. We're going to talk about a transfer, really, of bighorn sheep from one nursery location to another that took place and what that means for future herds and populations of bighorns in the state of Utah. So stay with us. That's coming up at the top of the next hour. News of the Week is next.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.